I'm picking the upset. I think what they have to do is they have to attack Alabama's secondary, but they have to attack them vertically on seam routes. That's, to me, how you neutralize the speed of Alabama. You don't go sideline to sideline on bubble screens. You attack it vertically, neutralize the speed. They have the wide receivers to do it in John Ross and Dante Pettis that have combined for 126 receptions, over 1,900 receiving yards, and 31 touchdowns. But more importantly, I look at their defense, Matt. They're plus 21 in turnover margin, which leads FBS, and they are very solid in third down defense, holding opposing offenses to 30% conversions on third down. And if you look at the last two games on the year against Colorado and against Washington State, they played very well in red zone defense. I look for Washington to dominate this matchup. People would think I'm crazy, but I look for Washington to win this ballgame 42-28, and I look for Jalen Hurts being a freshman. I think that'll be a factor in this ballgame. The layoff, look for it to affect continuity. Last year, Jay Coker was a senior. We have to remember, Jalen Hurts, still a freshman, hasn't played like that up until this point, but I think that might be a factor with the bright lights, big city. I look for Washington to dominate this matchup.
Joe, 42-28 across country against a team that's unbeaten?
Yep. I'm going out on a limb. I really feel that in these semifinal games, you need teams that can create turnovers. And I just look at offensively. Look for Washington to utilize short to intermediate passes to neutralize the pass rush of Alabama. And more importantly, look for Gaskins on screen passes. The one thing in terms of beating Alabama, Matt, you have to get them out of their base defense with different types of personnel and formations. Chris Peterson is the type of coach to do that in terms of getting his playmakers out in space. That's how you beat Alabama. You can't beat them against a base defense. You have to spread them out five wide and utilize your playmakers out in space. I look for Washington to do that, and I think they can, if they score early and put the pressure on Alabama's offense to match them score for score, I think it could be a long day for the Crimson Tide. Even though they've dominated in the Georgia Dome recent years, I think this is a very difficult matchup for Alabama.